Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. A friend at a foreign embassy in London writes to ask, could I explain the UK defence review in English, as no one in their embassy speaks Mandarin? Well, I was able to send my friend a highly secret memo written by David Cameron to the Cabinet, which I leaked to myself just a few minutes after I made it up. It reads as follows. We really are screwed by the previous government's utter lack of focus on the MOD Mandarins. They've all been behaving like a Saudi princess in Harrods with a limitless credit card. When last seen, the chiefs of staff were drinking champagne in the back of one of those long white stretched limos to Heathrow Airport to catch a first-class flight to Saudi Arabia. Therefore, after we ban them from travelling first class from now on, we're also going to have to do the following. Scrap the aircraft carrier that gives us the ability to fly jet fighters anywhere, the Ark Royal, and scrap the planes, the Harriers, which could launch from the other carrier. Then we'll buy two carriers, one of which we don't need, even though they can't fly our planes until 2020. Note to the Defence Secretary, why do these carriers need cat flaps? We'll also scrap lots of other things and save enough money for it to make a difference, but not so much as to fall below the 2% of budget required by NATO, because then we'd have to tell Hillary, and she's in a bad enough mood as it is. Now, we can't tell anyone the next bit. People might be cross, because we like to think of ourselves as a great warrior island nation which rules the waves, but what it actually all really means is that, yes, although we do remain, as we will keep saying, a first-rate military power, we are undoubtedly a diminished military power. But we mustn't say this. I can't say this often enough, just as you can't say often enough, we remain a first-rate military power. For example, we fielded 45,000 troops in Iraq in 2003. Now we could only field 30,000, and for a limited time. If you wanted an extended operation, like Afghanistan, we probably could put together a force of about 6,500 men, some of whom could fire weapons. But although we've been forced to declare these figures, we must never say we are diminished. And it's no good telling me that our allies and enemies will be able to work this out for themselves. They don't get a vote in the next election. So even if our allies and enemies know the truth, that we are diminished, we will keep saying, over and over again, because it is true, we remain a first-rate military power. We remain a first-rate military power. If that gets tedious, you can say, we remain a military power of the first rank. Every now and again, it would help to say, within the context of NATO, we remain a first-ranking military power. This not only gives us the fig leaf of comparing us with Iceland, another great island seafaring nation, it also breaks up the monotony. Note to the Minister for Culture, can the Ministry work on a different form of words on this? As for the carriers not being able to fly our planes, well, firstly we'll tell people that French planes could fly off them, and hope no one laughs too loudly, because that would be rude. Anyway, it's not a problem really, because you know what? After the last 10 years, we don't want to fly any fighter jets off our carriers to go and bomb countries and give our troops air cover, because the electorate is fed up with foreign adventures. So we'll gamble that we really, really don't need to do any of that, and we'll gamble that because Argentina is a democracy, it won't try and get the oil and gas near the Falkland Islands. Note to Defence Secretary, with all the cats on the carriers, why do we need rat traps? We're trying to cut costs, you know. Note to Foreign Secretary and to the Chancellor, couldn't we do a 70%, 30% split with Buenos Aires on the oil? That's 70% for us, of course. If we can get through the next 10 years, we will have a carrier strike force which can strike. We'll have more special forces, a jolly good cyber defence, and we'll be all right. Now, everybody sing Rule Britannia, loudly. Note to the Defence Secretary, if we can't fly planes off the other carrier, Illustrious, can we use it to ram an enemy ship? Note to the Culture Secretary, can we change Rules the Waves to Sails the Waves? Memo ends. So does Foreign Matters.